Welcome to Reflecting God. Have you heard the age-old question, why do the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer? The answers to that question are beyond this brief moment, but allow me one observation. God often causes the wicked to bring glory to his name. So it was with King Nebuchadnezzar. In Daniel 4:30 he boasts, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence, by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" Then God humbled him. Nebuchadnezzar was reduced to living like an animal in a field. That's being broken. After 7 years of total humiliation, the king praised, exalted, and glorified the God who does all things rightly and fairly. The king finally spoke the truth. We can join him in his declaration that God is right and all his ways are just. It may take time in heaven for us to understand why God does what he does, but until then, we can trust God's heart. Everything God does is right and just. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.